Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Separate the man from the boys with Tommy John's hammock pouch underwear. Men across America love their loungewear and underwear. Go to their site right now for details. 20% off site-wide, TommyJohn.com/herd. Rashad Jennings, former NFL running back for almost a decade, was a free agent twice. He is now joining us live. Carved out a great life for himself beyond that. New York Times best-selling author. So, you know, I mean, some guys want money. Some guys want to be in a winner. Some guys want respect. How did you, Rashad, how did you view free agency both times?
Well, free agency is a monster. I'm really trying to find your fit. I remember even coming in as a rookie, people had said that it might be better that you go in as a free agent because you get to choose where you want to go more than less. And so fitting the system is paramount. For me, it was the first time was tough coming from Jacksonville to the Raiders because I had a down season in Jacksonville. I had a one-year prove-yourself type of a deal with the Raiders back in the McFadden. And I had an opportunity to get it in. Ended up making MVP of the team, Offensive Player of the Year, and went through free agency again. And then that's when I got my contract with the Giants. So it's tough. It's tough. You got to learn how to value your get your value in the market and understand what the market is.
When you were on teams and they brought in free agents and they paid guys huge money, like the Jets have gone out and made Carl Lawson their highest paid defender and Corey Davis. Is there ever any animosity when you bring in two or three really high-priced guys to already a pretty good locker room?
It can be, especially if in the same position. You're always fighting. You're always fighting to get on the football field. But it's I think guys understand in the locker room that it's a business one. We understand that very clearly. And it's more so about building your resume. Because if they don't like you, honestly, at the end of the day, they'll find somebody else. It's not usually animosity unless the player just come in with a different type of attitude.
So the running back free agent market this year, Chris Carson, Kenyon Drake, a lot of guys, it's not moving at all. Does that signal anything to you?
So you take a guy like Drake, with the Arizona Cardinals, who was backed up by, Edmund. And Edmund came in and played very well.
Yes.
And you take even Connor. Connor, very injury prone, and he was backed up by Snell. And when he came in, he played well.
Right.
And so your backup often indicates how high of a premium you would get during the free agency. And especially then. And when you have a free agent like Aaron Jones, who sets the market and seemingly took lower and a lesser amount than he probably is at value to stay with a team that fits, it also hurts the rest of the running backs to argue their points.
Yeah. Does winning matter a lot? I mean, listen, I never begrudge a guy for money, but Aaron Jones just said, listen, it's a good culture. I fit well. I'm on a star-studded offense. Is winning play, winning money – I mean, did winning to you really truly matter?
Winning is the aftermath of what you're chasing. And what you're chasing, for me, I'm speaking for myself, you're trying to chase a legacy. You're chasing building a brand, building a name, and having fun. The aftermath is winning and getting your value for your dollar. But, you know, aside, when you start talking about monetary you look at the value that you can receive financially versus stability, right? So if you sign a contract for a four-year deal, $100 million four-year deal, but you only play 2 years of it versus if you sign a $60 million and play all four, you're actually getting it. And most of the time, it's a one-year every year contract with every player in the NFL, especially at running back position. We know how injury-prone that can be. So I don't blame him for being in the system, a team that likes him, a team that he fits, in a market where he can grow. And a quarterback that's always going to put you in a position to win a championship. So I think it was a smart move by him.
Yeah. Rashad Jennings, 8 years in the NFL. So Russell Wilson went public this year. He was angry at the organization. It looks like they've patched it up. They went out and re-signed his fullback today. They went and got him a very athletic tight end yesterday. They upgraded. You know, it's funny. I've said this before. Mahomes and Andy Reid feel like a perfect fit. Playmaking quarterback, great play designer. Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. Russ wants to throw, and Pete would always rather run and play defense. You don't have to be best friends. I mean, were you ever on a team or in a locker room where a lot of the best players and coaches weren't tight, but you still won?
Yeah, well, I will listen. Most of the locker rooms I was in, we didn't win. Unfortunately, made it to the playoffs 1 year. But, you know, the head coach has a job. The player has a job. And inside of that job description, nowhere does it say be friends, right? That's just a perk that some people get, you know. And so with that being said, I mean, these two, the combination of the two obviously is – have shown to be a recipe of a winning combination. But, you know, if obviously there's some conversations that we're not privy to be around in. And I'm sure, you know, Russ has voiced that he wants some protection. I think we all see what kind of happens to a quarterback when he's not protected. You saw that with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So, you know, it makes a difference. And so him being there, doing well for the franchise. I mean, he's carried the team when nothing was there. This guy is MVP. It arguably, should have been MVP two or three times during his career. So I think he is the type of person in the personnel room that you can listen to and take some of his advice to, you know, what type of players you bring in. And I'm not sure if he was getting that.
Yeah. So you played with the Jaguars. Urban Meyer is a great college coach, one of the best I've ever seen. He turned around four different programs overnight, 1 year. He was like Bill Parcells college style. But now he goes to the NFL. And I'm just interested on your perspective of the college coach going to the NFL and a college rock star coach. Steve Spurrier did not work in the NFL. Does Urban work in your opinion? If so, why? If not, why?
What? Urban comes in with a different glow, alluding that he was a rock star at the collegiate level. He definitely was, and he's relatable. And the NFL game itself surely is moving to more of the college play, slowly but surely. And even, you know, how you use the running backs, the formations and sets, and it's become slinging the ball, which is, you know, I would argue it's other ways to play the game as a running back, but I feel like they've been able to utilize that position a lot differently and more frequently. But I think he will do well. If he does, you know, getting a guy like Lawrence would make a big difference for the franchise. But I think he works just because Jacksonville is a small market, really is, playing there for 4 years. It's the fan base is going to support him. And he has a fresh, clean start, and he's going to have at least 3 good years before anybody's really down his throat to build out his team.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. That's the point, is that Jacksonville's been so down. God, if Urban can get to like 7, 8, 10 wins 3 years, by that time he may be burned out and they may be time to move. But I'd almost view that as a success. If he can get the ball rolling, you know, it's funny, Rashad, these college coaches come into the NFL – and, like, Urban's recruited all these guys in the draft that are any good. Remember when Pete Carroll went to Seattle his first 3 years? He just slayed the draft. He was great. So I kind of have this feeling there's going to be so many Bama guys and Ohio State guys in the draft. Urban recruited them. I have a feeling he's actually going to know the talent. Your thoughts?
Definitely has a chance to know the talent. And free agency will play a major role, too, in a relationship that he's probably had or even carried with some of the younger guys that looked up to him at the collegiate levels. That really makes a difference. So I think he can evaluate talent well, and I think he can position it well, and I think he's going to bring in a staff to help him. So yeah. I think they're going to be all right. He's going to be fun to watch. Jacksonville needs some type of morale and some excitement other than having a swimming pool in the stadium. So I'm excited to see them get some.
Yeah, no, Trevor and Urban give juice to the franchise. That franchise definitely needs juice. Rashad Jennings, by the way, your favorite team since you were a kid, the Arizona Cardinals, it's the old man's club now. They're your thoughts on some of the A.J. Green, J.J. Watt, Rodney Hudson, they're older guys. What's the what's the message here? What are they doing?
Well, those type of guys are locker room guys, right? And there is an invaluable method to having leadership inside of a locker room. Like nobody, you can't put a dollar on this. The morale you get, the accountability that comes with certain players, just sheerly around you. We all know how it is. We all work in offices. We all have friends. If we're in a meeting and there's 10 people, and if one person gets up and uses the bathroom, depending on who it is, it changes the aura of the room. And that's invaluable. And what these dudes bring, being veteran leadership, knowing how to win, workhorses, it changes the atmosphere. And I think they know what they're doing in Arizona. I'm glad I got something to cheer for this year.
Yeah. Good, Rashad Jennings, good having you on the show again. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy endless hot water, spa-like comfort, Navien tankless water heater. Save hundreds on local rebates. Easy to go tankless with Navien. TanklessMadeSimple.com. TanklessMadeSimple.com. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Washington added another offensive weapon in free agency. The team agreed to a 3-year, $34.5 million deal with wide receiver Curtis Samuel. This will reunite Samuel with head coach Ron Rivera, who he played for in Carolina.
Nice receiver.
Yes. He will also reunite with his former Ohio State teammates and fellow receiver Terry McLaurin. Samuel was a... He was great last year. It's 77 catches, 851 yards, three touchdowns, 200 rushing yards, and two rushing touchdowns. His 79.4 catch rate last season was the highest reception percentage by any wide receiver with at least 50 targets.
Okay, if they can get the quarterback right, basically Washington needs a starting quarterback and a couple of corners, which they can get in the draft. This is, to me, this is a... I'm not a huge fan of wide receivers in free agency. This is the exception. This is a grown-up. By the way, he keeps getting better, so that tells me he's got a great work ethic. He goes to a team, they need him. I still don't get Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you put Sam Darnold in this and drafted a couple corners, they win the division. There's my take. The hot one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I also think the Fitzpatrick move is
odd,
a little puzzling. Because they do have Kyle Allen and Taylor Heineke, who, I don't think either of them are starting quarterbacks, but Taylor Heineke had a little something to him. So I don't see Ryan Fitzpatrick as a every week starter. So they could add another quarterback, but then like maybe they just feel like they aren't going to be able to find their franchise quarterback this year, or maybe they're planning on making a move in the draft. I don't know, but I they're adding all these really great pieces.
Yes.
Their defense is excellent, so I find it really puzzling. I mean, it's a great signing for them.
No, and he's now they got two legitimate big time receivers
with Ryan Fitzpatrick to serve them.
Yeah,
no shade. It's just like that, yeah, what is the future, and are you going to win the division over Dallas?
But by the way, you could argue that Sam Darnold has many Ryan Fitzpatrick qualities. So are they bringing Fitzpatrick in to be a little bit of a tutor for Sam Darnold?
Well, that I understand.
See, so do I. I talked to two executives yesterday, both smart guys, and they both said the Ryan Fitzpatrick Washington thing
is a setup for
It's not Ron Rivera. It doesn't quite make sense. There is something behind it.
Okay.
So is the Fitzpatrick contract incentive laden? And where he doesn't play, it's a very small contract.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the contract that is confusing about it. It's just that they have Kyle Allen, Taylor Heinicke, and now Ryan Fitzpatrick. So who is the quarterback?
Right.
So the Bucs have been working hard to keep their team together in free agency. They've signed a handful of key free agents so far. Levante David thinks that all of these signings bode well for the team's future. He said, if we get everybody back, I guarantee we'll win it again.
Yeah, slow down.
We've got guarantees coming out.
Don't love that.
I don't know.
Didn't Kansas City guarantee a Super Bowl before they played Tampa? Wasn't there a lot of chatter?
I don't remember a guarantee.
I think it was a big guarantee.
Guarantees is a very specific word in sports.
Never been a fan of guarantees. Remember that Domino's Pizza used to have a 30-minute guarantee? That was years and years. I mean, it was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And my takeaway was, so even if you get it there at 28, which would be remarkable, that I call a pizza place and you get it to my house at 28, I'd be like, so what? You guaranteed 30. Like, who cares? Like, oh, I got there in 28 minutes. If you didn't guarantee anything, I'd be like, woo, that pizza place got here. That pizza got here fast.
I get grocery delivery from a place that doesn't guarantee 30 minutes, but it says, I don't know what it says. Not guarantee. It doesn't use the word guarantee, but it's like in around 30 minutes. And they're almost always around 30 minutes.
But guarantee is like, that tells me it's easy. Hey, we're guaranteeing the pizza in 30 minutes.
Well,
that means...
You could look at it that way. It's also very dismissive of everyone else as well.
Yeah. It's very dismissive.
Very dismissive. Well, I don't think he means to be disrespectful. I think he's just excited. But Leonard Fournette, Antonio Brown, and Dominican Sue have not been re-signed. They did re-sign their kicker, Ryan Succop. So they were able to do contracts with Shaq Barrett, Levante David, Chris Godwin, Gronk, and Ryan Succop. Chris Godwin, obviously, on the franchise tag. All this also with restructuring Tom Brady's contract. So they are the team in that division to beat. Finally, James Harden has been unstoppable since his trade to Brooklyn in last night's 124-115 win over the Pacers. He finished with another triple-double. Now, how much you love triple-doubles. Scoring 40 points with 10 rebounds and 15 assists. It was his sixth game for Brooklyn where he scored at least 30 points and had more than 10 assists. He led the team to their sixth straight win despite missing both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Won 13-14 without KD. It's almost like he's talented, but not that valuable.
You know, I love this version of James Harden.
Yeah, he passes and stuff.
James Harden was not my favorite to watch in Houston. And this is brilliant basketball. It's winning basketball. I don't know what this is all going to look like in the postseason. But I think when you have Kevin Durant back, who we know is great in the postseason, who has proven that at the highest level multiple times. I don't know. I had them coming out of the East without Harden, and now he's completely bought in. I'm loving watching him play with Brooklyn.
And so am I.
It's beautiful basketball.
Yeah, good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right, from Cousin Sal. You hear him on the Bill Simmons podcast at Fox Bet Live. He's going to give us his picks. I got about 5 picks. He can rip mine apart. The tournament starts tonight.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check out Cousin Sal on Fox Bet Live, 5 Eastern on FS1. Now, you have spent, you were going to be an attorney, then you got into writer, but you were always a better. 7 years old, you were betting kids on the playground.
That's right. I was flipping cards. I did it all. This is my favorite week of the year. Is it yours? Do you care? Remember when we used to be able to go to Vegas and do live shows?
Oh, yeah.
And we'd have drunk, idiot fraternity guys from Colorado State screaming at us about what they want to do with my sister. It was the best. While games are going on, I miss it so much.
Now, this is a weird year. A lot of the big dogs are out, and you have this was good program Gonzaga. Now they've got maybe the best NBA player. There's a lot of Gonzaga or the field. They are the best offensive team I've seen by far.
You love this team.
Well, I think first of all, I love the program. Mark Few's a buddy. But then when you infuse them with maybe the best player, like an NBA guy, that's not their guy. It's like, boy, it's, I mean, are you a Gonzaga or the field?
It's funny, you used the word infused, and I think that's the right word. I think it's the same players cycling over and over. They're just taking some kind of a potion or magic potion or some kind of needle or something. I don't even know that Gonzaga is a real school. they beat up on that terrible conference. All right, they have some big wins in December, but they haven't played a ranked team since December 26. What kind of Christmas gift is that? So now they're going to go up against the tougher conferences. There is a bet Gonzaga, Baylor versus the field. I kind of like that one because I love Baylor's my team right now. I think they held back a little bit on Sunday, but they're a real good team, battle tested.
Yeah,
that's a tough
long, athletic. Big 12 had a good year. Is there, a lot of people have like a theory to the tournament. Like this year, for instance, I'll throw one at you. I think the Big Ten will have a good year, being that they get fewer guys drafted in the NBA, so it's an older conference.
Right.
That doesn't win you titles, but I think this year with a lot of the big dogs like Kentucky, Duke out, I think the Big Ten, I have Ohio State, Illinois both in the tournament. So my theory this year, it'll be a good year for the Big Ten. Do you have an overarching theory this year you like?
I am just going to try to stay away from paying my guy a ton of money through Western Union. That's my theory. Just that's a bad thing. By the way, this guy has dug deep now. You're with Action, you're the Volume, you are a big time sports gambler now. This is no joke.
Well, it's just I surround myself with very talented people.
Do you have heavy? Do you have people? I mean, you're about to meet some unsavory characters. You're going to need Joy. If he asked you to start his car, you just run. You understand that, right?
All right.
I am calling security.
There you go. I fill out a bracket like everyone else, and I end up with 3 ones and a two, and I'm like, no, that's wrong. I got to do it again because there's been a 5 seed or higher every year for the last 8 years.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, now that's not a dark horse, but who is your Elite Eight or Final Four team that most people won't have in?
Most people probably won't have Florida State in. Well, Leonard Hamilton's a great coach. By the way, I think he tore his Achilles or something within the hour. But that doesn't mean the team. I think that's the region that's going to be easier. Michigan with Livers out, Isaiah Livers out. You could upset the one there. The three is not that strong in Texas. So I like Florida State to advance to the Final Four.
Now, do you have – I think Rutgers is an – that's a team I think that's a dark horse that could win a couple of games.
Pretty good.
Oklahoma State has Cade Cunningham, who's and I think he may not be guarded by an NBA guy until the third or fourth game.
That's a good point.
So Oklahoma State, Rutgers, and again, dark horse, they'll win a couple games. Do you have one of those teams?
Well, you talk about a bracket, and every year you're going to get a 12 seed getting to the Sweet 16,
right?
So I have on Extra Points podcast, we have a thing going where we're going to pay a student from each of the 12 seeds tuition for every win that they get. So I know you don't like Georgetown, but the 12 seeds are 24-16 in the last 40. 24-16. This is not like, 15-25. Over the last 10 tournaments, 24-16. And those are all like 6 and 7 point underdogs. You're going to want to jump on that. Georgetown, UCSB, Oregon State. Who am I missing? Winthrop. I think you get one or
Winthrop's
two wins.
Winthrop's interesting.
Out of them. You like them.
I'm only making one prediction.
Okay.
Colorado crushes Georgetown.
Really?
Because I'm such an expert. I watched Colorado play twice.
Oh, good. That's enough.
And they and they're offensively they can get buckets. Georgetown's a better story than a team.
Big inside. If they let Ewing in the building, that's half the battle. But they are monsters inside. And if they control the boards and Colorado can't shoot from behind the arc, it could be a good game.
What's the best tournament bet you've ever made? Be honest. Don't be humble. The one you really made a lot of money.
These questions. Everyone wants one when I lose money.
No,
right?
I want the one you won money.
Yeah.
I want this. This is positive.
It was UConn over Duke 100 years ago, and I forget what the odds were. But I've gotten killed. I had George Mason, and I shorted them every single step of the way. I think they took out 3 number 1s that year. And I think it was the last time I wept as a grown man. I've had relatives pass and everything. But, I didn't have rich friends like you to borrow from. I lost a lot of money.
That is right. Okay, what good team? I think Villanova's the good team that loses round one. And I love Jay Wright. He named his son Colin after...
Is that true?
Yeah, because I was a sportscaster in Vegas. He got his first job with Rolly Massimino, the late coach, and his wife watched TV. And they were having, Jay's wife are beautiful people, and they were sitting there one night probably over a glass of vino, and they said, I like the name Colin.
Yeah.
And so Jay's like, my wife, he told me, but he said, my wife said, we're going to name it Colin.
Wow.
I said, well, he'd be witty and loved by everyone.
Yeah, that's such a C-minus name.
How is that the first time you told that story?
Yeah.
Well, how is that the first time you told that story?
Because he made it up, Joy. That's how
it is. Is it the first time?
I've never heard that story. It's an incredible story.
Yeah.
I think Eastern Washington over Kansas, if you want. Just a weird one, right?
Okay.
The Eagles, you know, Kansas has the issues. I've lost a lot of money on Kansas over the years in this stupid tournament. I know they're well coached and everything else, but that's my team. That's
Tanner Groves is Eastern's leading scorer. He's their big. Uh-huh. It's a bunch of guards and Tanner Groves. They're playing with house money, and Kansas, I think, is missing their big.
That's right. Yeah. And who knows, with the COVID and everything, they're only getting there Friday, right, or Thursday night. So that's a nice little upset, double digits right in there.
Hey, what is this name, that nickname thing? Are we going to play this game? So we played this game the other day.
Okay.
And I was actually better than Joy thought.
Yes.
So we name. See, you're going to crush me on this,
I
cousin.
Don't know. Let's
Sal.
Do it $50 a round. Let's make it. Let's
okay,
make
let's
it
do it. $50 a round.
You got gambling. Right.
$50.
Come on.
All right.
Joy.
What is the nickname for Norfolk State University? The North Stars, Seals, Spartans, or Wildcats?
I know it.
Do we say it at the same time?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Wait. No.
How
you pick yours,
this?
And I'll pick mine.
Well, am I going to write into my notes on my phone? All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Spartans.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got it right.
Okay. All right.
It's a push. Yeah. What is the nickname for Drake University? Blue Demons, Bulldogs, Dragons, or Rappers?
You're looking online.
I'm looking for a butcher box spot.
You got so much written down there.
I'm not cheating.
All right, I know this. Okay.
Oh, you know this one too?
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Dragons.
Bulldogs.
You said Dragons?
Yeah, so you won. I owe you $50.
Yep. All right.
What is the nickname for UC Santa Barbara? Bears, Gauchos, Surfers, or Tidal Waves?
3, 2, 1, Gauchos.
Okay. Yeah. What is the nickname for Oral Roberts University? Blue Whales, Golden Eels, Silver Owls, or Yellow Jackets?
Time out. Do you know it?
Yeah, but I don't think you... Could you give me the choices again?
No,
they're right
it.
There. Blue Whales, Golden Eagles, Silver Owls, or Yellow Jackets.
So we're going to do 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, Golden Eagles.
Yeah.
We're both right.
Yeah.
All right, what is the nickname for Mount St. Mary's University? Mm. Mountaineers, Miners, Pioneers, or Timbers?
Do you know this
you're
one?
You're looking at it. Yes, I do. Yeah.
I don't know this one. Okay. Well, let me. So you know it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it.
I've seen game shows. You could still guess. Yes. I'll,
okay.
I'll get it. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, Pioneers.
Oh, you're down 100, Colin.
Wow, Colin. I'm collecting, too. You want my Venmo? I'll just get it. I need this money.
They play Texas Southern tonight.
Keep going. Let's do
what is the nickname for Loyola University of Chicago?
That's a good school, by the way.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very
Bulls,
good school.
Ramblers, Sisters, or the Whirlwinds?
Okay, time out. Do you know this?
I do.
Good God.
You should know this. They had like a big...
Yes.
Big what?
Yeah, a big run a couple
Sister
years
Janine?
Ago.
Yeah,
all right, time out. Time out. One of these is so ridiculous. We would. I don't think our staff is smart enough to come up with Sisters.
You should be able to narrow it down to two, right?
So I'm just going to say right now, I go Sisters.
Oh, it's Ramblers.
Wrong, Ramblers. They play Georgia
our
Tech.
Staff.
I should come on more. This is great.
So I owe you $150.
I actually made more today than I would on Fox Bet Live. Just getting mic'd up. This is crazy.
Finally, what is the nickname for Eastern Washington University?
Well, I'll tell you what it should be.
Herd, Eagles, Redhawks, or Warriors.
Do you know this?
I think they named it Colin, right? After I do know this.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, Eagles.
Very good.
Well, I lost 150 to you.
Yeah. I'm coming for it, too. I know you got that big house. Whatever. I don't care.
I just downsized houses.
Oh, you did?
I'm a very humble man.
You may have to downsize again. Pay me off.
By the way, improve your diet, improve your life. Protein, butcherbox.com/herd. 2 pounds of free ground beef in every box if you sign up today. That's butcherbox.com/HERD. Tell everybody the name of your book.
I don't even remember anymore. It's You Can't Lose Them All. It's Barnes & Noble. It's, all the good places you want to get books.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Thank you.
Very funny. And you are... you're in the prime of your life.
Am I really? I feel like I'm really on the downside.
No, you got the Simmons thing.
Oh,
he's very popular with kids. You've got your book out.
Yeah.
Fox Bet Live, beautiful family.
Simmons, by the way, thank you very much. My wife saw you in your favorite restaurant. You can't get away from that restaurant the other day. You nodded. You were nice enough to nod the other day.
Nod.
Simmons is he's out of the sports. He's buying like Happy Days memorabilia now. He's done with sports altogether.
You know what? I'm kind of done with him. He doesn't return my texts.
All right. You know what? I'll be done with him too.
Let's do that together.
It's long enough. Yeah.
It's done. I need a head nod, just some acknowledgement. Yes. I exist.
Right, like you gave my wife. Yeah.
Just a little acknowledgement. Yeah. All right. He's Cousin Sal, and we're done today.
Thanks for having
NFL
me.
Free agency. Keep us updated. Juju Smith-Schuster, Jets, is gaining momentum. Ooh. That's a very interesting one. Corey Davis and Juju Smith-Schuster may be a sign they're keeping Darnold. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Herd.